Amen. Let's stand up one more time. God has done, is doing a miraculous work in our midst. The way the Lord has led the worshipers this morning, let's just continue. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. For these vessels you've used mightily this morning. Jesus. Thank you for the obedience of your worshipers. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I stand in awe of you. I stand, Jesus, in awe of you. Yes, Lord. Holy God, to Jesus, all praise is. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. We stand in awe of you, Jesus. We stand in awe of you, Holy God, true. We sing it one more time, that the awe of the presence of the glory of the Lord will fill your hearts. And when you say, I stand in awe, meditate on the words of your worship. I stand. In awe of you, Jesus.
I stand.
in honor of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom our praise is due, I stand in
God, that we will end 2022 well before we transition into 2023. Oh, Father, we ask you, oh, God, to illuminate, oh, God, in us as we stand in awe of you, what it means to be in your presence. Oh, Father, it's not about head knowledge. It's not about what we could say or do or think. Oh, Father, create in us a clean heart, oh, God, and renew a right spirit within us. As we stand in awe of your presence, may we end well in December 2022 to transition well in January 2023. Have your way. Have your way. Continue, oh, God. Continue, oh God, continue, oh God, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit. For this well, oh God, at Mount Zion Prayer Center, our carnal nature, our carnal mind cannot enter in. Our flesh cannot enter in. Our self cannot enter in. The knowledge of human thinking cannot enter in. Oh, Father, as we stand in awe of your presence, as we stand in awe of your presence, oh, God, may we see you. May we see you, God, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As we stand awe in your presence, oh, God, may we enter into the realm that you're calling us to, the realm, oh, God, that is above every principality. The realm, oh God, is above everything, oh God, that we desire here on this earth, oh God. Oh Father, as we stand in awe of your presence, may we be transitioned to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh Father, as you're calling us for this month of December, may we transition well and come up higher to do the things that you're calling us. Lord, as you had said in this house, not one of us will be feeble. Not one of us in this place that sickness will overtake us. Not one of us in this place that finances will be a burden to us. Not one of us in this place will lack any good thing as we transition well to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in Jesus' mighty name.
I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. I stand in we stand in awe of you. We stand in awe of you. We stand in awe. Beautiful, oh God, beyond description, Father, you are too marvelous for words. We stand in awe of your mercy and your grace, your faithfulness, your loving kindness. You are worthy, O Lord, to be praised. You are greatly to be worshipped.
Be glorified. The God of breakthrough. For I say I am the God of breakthrough. For I say I am here. I am here to meet you individually and corporately. For I say this month in December, don't take it lightly. For I say that yes, we'll be celebrating. Yes, we'll be eating. Yes, we'll be going about doing things. But the Lord is saying, let your light shine before men. Let your light so shine in your family. Let your light so shine in your workplace. Let your light so shine in your city. Let your light so shine in your nation. Let your light so shine to the ends of the earth. As we are in this anointing, the anointing destroys the yoke and bondages in our lives. The anointing destroys the yoke and bondages that you stand in the gap for. The anointing brings salvation. The anointing brings healing. The anointing brings deliverance. For I say this is the month of December. This is the year that you will transition well. This is the month there will be no lack. This is the year, this month, that there will be no turning back. This is the month that I'm calling you to seek me with your whole heart, mind, and soul as we celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't miss the opportunity to enter in to what he has called you into, to what he has destined you for what he has equipped you for. There is no limitation in the spirit. There is no limitation in the supernatural. The Lord is saying today, whatever your need is, that he will meet it. Today he will surprise you. Today you will soar like an eagle. Today you will run like you have never run before. Today you will walk like you have never walked before. Today you will open your mouth and prophesy like you have never prophesied for. Whatever the Lord has called you and anointed you, step out. The Lord is saying, step out. This is a month of transition. This is a month to meet with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor, Father. We yield to you. We surrender to you. We thank you. Holy Spirit, we surrender. Continue to have your way in our lives. And may we not leave your presence the way we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The presence of the Lord is not a feeling, but sometimes you feel Him. The presence of the Lord comes in different ways. And when you sense it, you just yield to Him. Because His presence is here. Amen? He's always with us and He's always here. But when He takes us from glory to glory, He wants to do something. Amen? So we need to learn to yield and give Him. It's like you're in a surgery room. You yield so that He can do what He's leading and what He's in His mind to do. Amen? That word says, now faith is, amen? As that prophetic word was coming, it's like the Lord quickened to my heart and reminded me, faith is now. Because God is always now. Amen. Amen? Amen? Faith is not, I'm waiting for God to do it tomorrow. I'm waiting for God to do it next year. Faith of what you're believing God for is now. Amen? Amen. And as we obey in faith, the process begins. Amen? And however way long the process takes, you just keep yielding. But faith is now. And as you obey the Lord, God begins to do what He wants to do. Amen? Amen. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. I know many of us have heard this in different ways. I've heard it in different ways. But I believe that the Lord wants to speak to us in a different way this morning about something that is on God's heart. Amen? Hallelujah. How many of you would like to do something for God that you know that you know after you've done it that you fulfilled, you satisfied the heart of God. How many of you like that? The Lord put on my heart to share with you how to make God happy. He's full of joy. He's always happy. But you're going to find out that there's something that makes God happy. Amen? Amen. But before we go into that, I was really touched by the worship team this morning. Because we're very used to the instruments and to all the, but to see the way they yielded themselves and flowed just to carry us, and to see the way this house is responding to corporate worship, you are really making room for God to do something. Amen?
Amen.
Worship is not one person or two people. God is so moved when our voices amplify praise from our hearts. So I just thank God so much for the team this morning and the people God is raising up in this house. Amen?
Amen.
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 God does not eat the food that we eat. Coca. God does not eat what flesh and blood eats. But he eats food. You want to know what the food of God is? You'll find out this morning. Amen?
Amen.
So anytime you want to feed God, you know how to feed him today.
Amen.
Kay likes to cook. And Josephine. But every one of us today will find out what God likes to eat. At least one of his favorite food. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. We have been in the book of Ecclesiastes. And as this season, the momentum of this season is building up. And the hearts of men are being stirred up for this hour, this season, Christmas. You can feel the momentum is rising, isn't it? And there's so much in my spirit that God was, and I was saying, God, what is on your heart about this season as we move towards this season? You see, for 2,000 years now, at least about, what we are being reminded of and what we are celebrating has already happened. Amen? And if you want to celebrate somebody's birthday, and you really love the person, and you want to celebrate the person's birthday, you know, if you can afford it, or you're bold enough, you ask the person, what will you like for your birthday? Amen?
Amen.
I know some of us will be scared what the answer will be, because we don't know what the person will say. But if you go out to a restaurant to eat, and so you take somebody out to a restaurant to eat, the waitress sits you down, Naomi, isn't it? And the waitress don't walk out, come back, and just come before you and just drop you pounded yam, is it? Or rice or pasta or chicken and dumpling, or pizza. Yolanda, which one do you eat? Chicken and dumpling. Okay. The waitress doesn't just come and put anything on your table, isn't it? So what do waitress do? They come to you, they welcome you, you are now in their presence, they are now in your presence. They ask you, here is the menu. What do you want to eat? And so, when they tell you what is in their heart to eat, you go prepare it. They prepare it. And you bring it, and you present it, and the person eats, and they feel really good. And then they pay for that food. And they give you tip for that food. Because you have satisfied what is on their heart. Amen? So, if you take somebody out at normal times, but they can choose whatever, but especially if you take somebody out on their birthday, not a surprise one, but it's like, which restaurant do you want to eat? Which place do you want to go? Which days do you want to do? This would you ask the person over, you know, and they cover everything. And then you fulfill that. My brothers and sisters, the word ministry is waiting on the heart of God. And in this season, we are about to celebrate. We've done it, those of us that are 50, we've done it for 50 years. Those all that are 30, we've done it for 30 years, isn't it? Isn't it good when you hear something different after 30 years that is on God's heart? Amen? Amen. So that you celebrate the season knowing you are doing something that is on His heart. You are feeding Him what He needs for Christmas. Amen? Amen. Everybody says, it's not my birthday this December. It's His birthday, isn't it? So can we give Him what He would like to eat? Amen. Amen? Okay. Praise the Lord. So we're in agreement. We've been reading the book of Ecclesiastes. And I've been meditating a lot on that book. And I came to a conclusion the last meeting we had here. After much of the study. After many years of reading and this study we did, something was just written flat on my heart. I was conclusive. Settle this in your heart. And that conclusion is, every soul, every man that is walking the face of the earth today, no matter where they are, without Christ, they are miserable. Without Christ, deep down on the inside, they are empty. That was my conclusion. After much of that study, after much of all that, everything, there has to be a conclusion. And that was the conclusion. And that did a lot for me. Because by nature, man lives a deception. We are self-deceived. How? When we see somebody wearing a nice suit, driving a nice car, everything looks good on the outside. That's what we look at and say, that guy is living good. But you don't know that the person is driving to a drug house or is almost driving to commit a suicide. That's deception. Solomon removed every deception in the heart of every human being by using himself as a perfect example. And God wrote it down that the emptiness in the heart of man can never be satisfied by anything except Christ, except God. Amen? Amen. So from the fall of man, since that emptiness came, without God, all is vanity. It doesn't mean that God is not giving man the pleasure to enjoy this, enjoy that, enjoy these temporary things. God did it to help man survive. But the conclusion of the matter is, no matter the blessings, no matter, read that book very well. No matter the women, no matter the wealth, no matter the fame, no matter the influence, no matter the money, no matter what, without God, Solomon says, I am miserable. My soul is empty. So, that's number one, conclusion. So, the reason this season we're celebrating was because nothing could fulfill, satisfy the void of man except God, and God had to come in the flesh. And in this season, you see, Paul says, as much as the gospel is preached and the word of God goes forth, don't let doctrines of seasons and times deceive you. There are people who refuse to celebrate this moment because it doesn't fit their theology. As long as you preach Christ, as long as you're celebrating Him and not a tradition, religion is a dangerous thing. Now, in this season, that the awareness of the blood of Christ is worldwide, and the Bible is very clear about why He came. From Luke 1 and keep reading. He came to answer. He came to solve. He came to fulfill. And He came to fill the void, the emptiness, the darkness, the blindness. Everything that makes it impossible for any man to claim they're at peace, He came to solve. That's why He was born. So, when He was born, and then He lived, prepared for the ministry, served the ministry, died, and rose again, He came and fulfilled the whole reason for which He was born. So, in this season, as we prepare, I was going to preach about Luke 1 and a lot of things that we normally talk about. And the Lord just put in my spirit, He says, how long will people celebrate my birthday and not the way I want it? We celebrate it the way we want, how we want. But will the celebrant not have his way? Amen. So here, let's begin our scriptures reading. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. I want you to see this. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, we'll read just verse 15. It says, let's read 14. It said, but those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetted a son, and there's nothing in his hand. Verse 15, it says, as he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hands. Solomon said, this is an evil thing. What I read to you was also spoken by the Lord in Genesis. In Genesis, about how we're made from dust and dust we shall return. But here Solomon says, see all my wealth, see everything. God has made me the height of life. He says, among all the miserable things that I am, wisdom is discovering about life, he says, this one is also so miserable to think about. that if I leave this world, I will not take anything with me. I will go just the way I came. Like a child, naked, I will go back naked with nothing. I will not take one thing that I labored, I saw with me. So why are we here? All through the parables of Jesus and the words of Jesus, it's very clear that God has a reward for everyone, every child of God that leaves this world. There are physical human rewards. Said to the disciples, I'll reward you here, but in heaven a hundredfold. Oh, well done, O good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord, the place that was prepared for you. There's a reward. Amen?
Amen.
So, how do we get rewarded when we leave this world? Since we are not going to carry anything with us. It's the same way when you go to the restaurant to eat. You pay for that food they give you. You pay and you reward them for the cooking the food and for buying the food, for preparing the food and feeding you. The same way, if we feed God what he wants, he has a reward for us. It says in Galatians chapter 6, it says, be not weary in well-doing. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also what? Reap. He said, he that sows to the flesh will reap corruption, meaning vanity. If all you are doing as a believer is to just get earthly rewards, you have just invested your treasures of your life in vanity. You will go back naked. Nothing. But he says, he that soweth to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life, eternal rewards. So I want to share as we continue how to be rewarded here on earth and for the rest of your life for eternity by feeding God what he desires. So there is void in man. There is misery in man, no matter where they are. And Jesus came. And here is his example for us to follow how to feed God. Let's open our Bible again to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. This is the message of Christmas. John chapter 4. For time, it's very hard for me to read everything here. Since you all are Bible students, you know the Word of God. But let me read from verse 27. Amen? This is the story of the woman at the well. Amen? The story of the woman at the well. So let's go to 27. And upon this came his disciples. Listen to this. And they marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman, watch this. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is this not the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, when the woman went and was talking to the people while they were waiting. In the meanwhile, His disciples prayed him. They were asking him, saying, Master, eat. Everybody say, Master, eat. God, eat. Verse 32. But he said unto them, I have food, meat to eat that you know not of. There are natural food. There are spiritual food. I have meat, food to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, has any man bought him something or to eat? Now Jesus said to them, my food, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to what? Finished his work. Let's read it together. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to what? Finish it. Thank you. Verse 35. Say not, there are yet 4 months. 6 months, 3 months, next week, next year. Say not, there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Jesus is saying, open your eyes. You see, everybody, everywhere you go, if they don't have Christ, they are empty, they are miserable. Don't go by what? When they say lift up your eyes, stop looking at the physical. These are empty and miserable vessels looking for a well to drink from. Lift up your eyes. Be awake, for the harvest is ripe. There are people everywhere, every day, miserably empty. And you are carrying a well. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of life. You are a walking well. He said, look, the field is white. And he, here's the reward part. And he that reapeth receives what? And he that reapeth receives what? Is paid. When you work, don't you get wages? Amen. That's what they call payment, pay, wages for your labor, for your work. He said, he that reapeth receives harvest, receives wages. And listen to this, and gathereth fruit unto what? Oh, is it over here? Because I keep seeing Coco looking at me and he's not looking at his Bible. So I didn't know he's reading it there. Okay. All right. And he that reapeth receives wages and gathereth fruit fruit unto what? Eternal life. Eternal reward. So that both he that soweth and he that what? Reapeth may rejoice what? Every time somebody drinks water out of the well of your life, doesn't mean they have to be saved immediately. Every time you do acts of love, or you call, you check, you do this, some might be sowing. Sometimes people have sown so much, you run into somebody, it's time to have it. Before you say two or three things, they say, I want Jesus. So he's saying here, both he that soweth and he that reapeth will receive eternal fruit, and they will receive wages. So, he that reapeth receiveth wages, he that gathereth fruit unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Here, 37. And herein is the saying true. One soweth, and another what? Reap it. I send you to what? Reap that whereon you bestowed what? No labor. Other men have labored, and you have entered into their what? Labors. Meaning, as long as we are obedient, we are either preparing a soul for somebody to harvest, or somebody has prepared a soul for us to harvest. But what does this mean? Here is how it started. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. Has an assignment. Has something he has to do. And as he was going, the beginning of the chapter, the Father said, I'm hungry. And the food I want to eat today is in Samaria. Out of his way, out of the place where he was going, he says, we must by all means go through Samaria. Jesus does not do anything unless he hears from the Father. So the GPS was changed to go through Samaria. And when he got to Samaria, he met this woman. He sat by the well. And the disciples went to go buy physical food. And he sat by where the well is. And the woman came. Miney, come. Amen. The woman came. You can stand here. The woman needs water to drink. Natural water. The disciples have gone to buy natural food. And the woman came and saw Jesus, a Jew. She's a Samaritan. And she started asking. He wanted to draw water, and Jesus says, woman, I have water to drink that you know not of. Mine, he asked me, what are you going to draw the water with? You don't have anything to draw water with. Ask me.
How would you draw the water from the well?
Good. And Jesus told her, I have water that when you drink it, you will never thirst again. Meaning, I have something to give you that will fill the emptiness of your life. And once that emptiness is filled, you will never again be controlled by the systems of this world. I have something. I am the only one. This is one of the only places in the Bible Jesus revealed who he is. Other places say, don't do this, even to the Jews. Here the woman says, after the discussion and Jesus was revealing himself, they were just talking. And Jesus was, I said, I perceive you're a prophet. And this and that. And he says, ask a question. Where can I find this water? Who are you that I can get? Jesus says, I am. I am. Jesus revealed himself to the woman. And when the woman received Christ, listen to this, she dropped everything, the water pot, and left. As the woman was leaving, Pastor Victor, please come. Pastor Manuel, please come. His disciples were coming. Okay? They were coming. They were bringing food. Huh? They were bringing food. Mind you, you can go to your seat. Now, listen to what is happening. Jesus was going somewhere, and the father said, I'm hungry. What is the hunger? The hunger was a woman that has been so empty, so desperate, so miserable. All her life, she's had four, how many husbands? Five, and is still living with a man, and they are not married. The woman is miserable, still trying to survive, and has been crying, but does not know who to cry to. And God heard and told Jesus, my son, don't, you must pass through Samaria. That's where the food I have to eat. So Jesus is passing out to feed the father's heart. Amen. The disciples were coming to feed him physical food. So when they came, they passed the harvest. They were more, let's come and do this. Let's feed Jesus physical food. And they missed feeding the father's heart, the menu on God's heart. They just missed the harvest. So they came and they were asking Jesus, who gave him food to eat? And Jesus says, don't look here in the flesh. I want you to look to the Father's heart, and you will see the field. The people are so empty, and they are looking for God. Where is God? Jesus says, woman, this well is physical. This well is physical. It has natural water. But there's a water that comes from heaven that when you drink it, you will not taste again. Amen? Amen. And the woman said, that's what I've been looking for. Now listen to this. When Jesus came and finished and died, before he left, he prophesied to the people in John 7. He said, actually, he told the woman, he says, the day will come, you don't have to go to the building in Jerusalem. You don't have to go to that church building, a structure. He said, the day will come where the water will flow out of the wells that is in us. Out of your belly shall flow the waters of life. Out of your belly, because it came out of Jesus's belly as he fed that woman. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters as life. Amen. So we, as soon as we're born again, we now start worshiping and waiting on God and serving God. Listen to this. The glory of God is in us. Because the Spirit of God is in us. The presence of God is with us. The kingdom of God is in us and upon us. We are directly connected to heaven. Amen? Amen. But heaven is in us. Amen? Amen? So now that we have that, the Bible says we are now carriers of the glory of God. The temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, we are no more stagnant temple. We are now mobile temples. Amen? Now, because you are connected to heaven, heaven is connected to us like Jesus is to the Father. We are to be sensitive to where God is leading us. So, Mount Zion, this is where we are. The Lord has called us, has filled us with His glory, and established us. So, Mount Zion is moving in three levels. One, we are carriers of the glory of God, the glory. Everybody say GPS. We are carriers of the glory of God. That's a G. Number two, P. You cannot carry the glory of God and be looking in the physical. It can only be by faith. So we are positioned in the earth to operate by faith. Positioned by faith. The GPS is positioned by satellite. Amen? And we are positioned by faith. Faith means the kingdom that is in you, the glory that is in you, the oppression and the sensitivity that is in you cannot be seen with natural eyes. It's only by faith. It's in you. It's upon you. But if you look in the natural, you will never reach out to anybody. Number three is GPS. The S is souls. Empty souls. Empty vessels. And the reason why is GPS is because your GPS in the physical is the only thing that can give you clear direction to where you're going. And that direction is being connected through satellites. Amen? And you are connected to it by the destination where you're going. So the GPS leads you and you don't miss your way. So the same thing, Mount Zion is in the GPS mode. One, we carry the glory of God. As we wait on God, the Lord will order our steps. As He orders our steps, He will order us to the woman at the well, as mine is looking at her Facebook page. Huh? Okay. Okay, all right. Okay. No, she got the Bible now. Okay. 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 Okay, swell. You got the Bible now, praise God. Amen. The GPS will lead you to the woman at the well. Amen. Whenever the GPS leads you there, you don't worry what to say. It will come out like a river. Amen?
Amen.
So, it leads you to souls. So, as you go, God says, look up. Look up means be sensitive by faith to when you are in Walmart. Don't go to Walmart and it's all about, okay, I'll go buy this grocery, let's go to work, we'll buy this. That's normal. But what God is telling me to tell us from this Christmas, I did not come for you to celebrate my birthday every day and you don't feed me. Jesus, thank you, pastors. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Thank you. He says, the disciples came. Have anybody fed him physically? Jesus says, let me tell you right now what is happening. And I want to reveal to you the food that is not physical. The food that heaven eats. The food the Father eats. The food that I want to eat right now is the will of God. But what is this will of God? A soul is about to be saved. This is where the GPS brought me. This is the restaurant. It's Samaria. Is this empty woman that God wants to fill? And He said, look up and you can see. It's not just one person. The place is rich with empty stomach, empty souls. He said, for my meat is to do the will of my Father. And once you feed the Father, once you, just in the physical, you just went and bought physical food. The moment you reap this spiritual food, you have fed the Father. And you will not only reward now, but he says you have just filled an account in heaven for eternity. Souls. Whether you just sold, hey, waitress, you are the best. You did a good job today. Thank you. And you leave $1 tip. All those things you told the waitress, you will not believe it. Amen? But if you tell the waitress, you did a wonderful job, thank you so much, you walk away, you leave $20 tip, that day she will leave edified. I'm using a waitress as an example because some people say, I can't give $20 to a waitress. That's not what I mean. I'm saying, whenever you encourage people, you speak into people's life, mean what you're saying. Amen? People need encouragement. We are all beaten down enough. Our problems are beating us enough. Our needs are beating us enough. The devil is already accusing us enough. We have so much. Can't we just make a decision and say, in my heart, people are empty. Can I add something in their lives just to make them happy? The last scripture I want to read before we conclude is this. If you want to open to Matthew 28, that's the two scriptures God gave to Mount Zion. Mark 11:17, my house shall be a house of prayer for all, for the heathens. And then Matthew 28:19. First 18, Jesus says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen? Before he left, this is what he said. If you really want to be my disciple, if you really want to feed me, if you really want to really please me, if you want to really feed me, he says, two words will be your vision. Everybody say, go. Everybody say, go. What that go means is, if you read the rest of it, simply means, when I'm going to work, that's me. But if I go to work and my eyes and my spirit is sensitive to a need, that's God. When I go to Walmart to buy food, that's me. But if I'm working and partnering with God, I'm going to Walmart to buy food for me physically. But is it possible that my buying food in Walmart, God might also be sending me there? Go. So every time we go anywhere, he's saying, look up, meaning be sensitive. Let me tell you how this started boiling in my spirit. And then when the Lord brought it for this Christmas season, we got very busy and we didn't have time to celebrate our anniversary. So I planned to sneak Kezia out for our anniversary. I found a cheap place in Florida. Amen. But the good thing is by the river. Amen. And it's in Daytona Beach. And I know Kezia likes the river. So she didn't worry about the cheapness. So we got there. we got there, and the next day we went out. We wanted to go buy what we're going to eat that night. Go buy what she's going to eat that night. We went downstairs, and on our way to go get the key of the car, we sat somewhere. I didn't know then it was the only spot for smokers in the hotel. It's a very long hotel, and the only one spot they have those chairs outside. I didn't see the big thing for smoking on the corner there. It was for smokers, and it only fit like three people. So we sat there to rest a little bit before we go get the car and go. All of a sudden, this rough-looking guy and completely out of the normal, just came and, can I sit around here with you? We said, sure. And then he just put gear one and he just started going, boom, 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 boom. And then put gear two. I hate this, all these thieves, all this Walmart stealing this. I mean, you know, those kind of people, and he's mad with the whole world, mad with everybody. He's angry. And then he will say one or two things. He will mention something like Jesus or something. And then, you know, and then he was smoking. This is the only place they have in this hotel for smoking. I paid this amount. Can I smoke in my room? You know, he's trying to complain to us. So we're listening. Kezia started pinching me after a while. Is it time to go to our grocery shop? I understand the message. I understand it's time for us to go. But I started hearing in my spirit, this is God's go time. So, and I think she started sensing that. And the more I listened to him, I wasn't listening to an angry man, to a frustrated man. The man fought war with Walmart and did a video about Walmart that caused a lot of problems. And he was telling all this. All of a sudden, I wasn't hearing him. I wasn't hearing all those noise. I was hearing the emptiness. I was hearing the misery. I was hearing the pain. Very clear. And as I was hearing the pain, I asked the Lord, how do you want to feed this man? And the Lord, that's why this thing is, as you go, the Lord started giving me words of knowledge, words of wisdom. As I was speaking to this man, by that time, Kezia has gone to go buy food, like the disciples. He went. So, yeah. She went to buy the food. So at this time, the Lord is now giving me words for the man. This man that was troublemaker. He said, if you go to Michigan, they know me. You know, that's a troublemaker. All of a sudden, as the Lord started touching here and here and here, he put his head down, broke down, and started crying like a baby. Cried and cried and cried. And then the Lord will say one thing. Because the first thing the Lord told me was, come to him like an unbeliever. And Kezia will tell you. I told him, I says, this God people are looking for, how can I find him? Because if I don't find something that can change my life, then the God is not real. I don't believe God is real if he can change me. So the man immediately concluded I was a heathen. And that's what, and Kezia will tell you, and that's what opened up. He started preaching to me and started doing other things. And then God started. And by the time we're done, he gave his life to God. And was restored, was on fire. When Kezia came back and saw us still there, after the next thing that happened, the man started telling what happened. And right there, we prayed with him together. And he says, anywhere I go, I want to talk about this experience. What God did to him. Amen. By the time he got to his room, I didn't give my number or my phone number. I just said, when you go, check mzpc.com. We got to our room. Before we settled down, he already called our line, 480, found it and left a message for me. This was a backslider. It was a prodigal. My brothers and sisters, that was supposed to be a private, focused, what do you call it, anniversary. But it was God's go moment. Before we went, I prayed. I says, God, I know we are going to this place, but this season we are in, we don't want to go without you. And please, use us for anything that is on your heart. And God did that. So, you see this word go. and teach all nations, baptizing them in teaching and that. It's very difficult if you see it from evangelism seed. That's not what Jesus meant. He says, as you live your life, a carrier of my glory, you are a walking well. He says, be sensitive, because what Solomon says, don't worry about that limousine driver or that poor man walking the street. There is emptiness in those hearts. And inside of you is a well. And as you go, somebody's going to want to drink from that well. Whether it's, can I pray with you before I leave? Or waitress, you just did a good job, even when you... Or who is it at your workplace before you go? I just want you to know I'll be praying for you tonight. It's not hard. People are empty. Or any, you just did a great job. Thank you for what you're doing. Erica, we're glad to have you back. We're so glad you're here. Sister Rachel, thank you for praying for me. Is that difficult? So, you are sowing. That's for the body and you're reaping. We went to a restaurant to eat, department leaders. Two drunkards paid our bill. Do you know what it is for? How many department leaders do we have? We miss Coco and Cynthia, so I saved their food. Amen. The rest of us ate. Yolanda was there. And two people that were drinking in the bar, they were really drinking, and you can hear it from the way they were talking, paid our bill. Warbrit paid our bill. Not small amount. Paid our bill. Do you know me? I miss the harvest. They paid our bill. We greeted them. We appreciated them. But when the Lord was showing me this, he says, they paid in advance for their stomach to be filled with life. They were hungry. They said, those people, who are those people there? They are so happy. You know why? They paid for the food. They wanted what they saw. Two of them. And we all loved on them, greeted them. But what we need to do now, we walked away, but we must follow up with them. Even if just to be praying for them. Why did they pay that bill? If it's a believer, believers do that all the time. But an unbeliever drinking in the bar means God is saying, that's your harvest right there. My brothers and sisters, when we go to work, when we go to Walmart, when we go shopping for Christmas, look up. That look up doesn't mean be looking at the sky. This is what the Lord put on my spirit, and we close. It says, how many people in this house this morning will commit this prayer to the Lord every day? And the prayer is, Father, as I leave my house today, will you put somebody in my way that needs you, that needs you? It might not be to win them to the Lord, but help me to be sensitive to whomever you put on my way. And please put somebody in my life today, in my way, that needs encouragement. Do you know there's somebody every day in your life that needs it? But you know why? We are always going for us. So we are not sensitive that mine is just needs to be told, you look great today. Amen? Miney wears Christmas celebration. She needs to be encouraged. You look good. Amen. And if we all can start doing that, not only to people in church, especially to unbelievers, you will see very soon somebody will say, can I come to your home fellowship? Can I come visit your church? So the prayer is, from today, Father, I know I'm going to work, I'm going to this, I'm going to that. The only way I know I'm going with you and you're going with me, he said, wherever you go, I'll go, is can you make me sensitive to encourage somebody today? Help me to encourage one person today. Help me to be a witness to one person today. If we all, and God makes that opportunity in our lives daily, can you imagine what will happen? Amen? How many of you are willing to pray that prayer? You have 2 minutes. You'll be surprised. You'll be feeding God every day. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Kuka, you eat 3 meals a day. Feed God at least 1 meal a day. Encourage one person. Amen?
Amen?
Let's stand up together. It's Christmas season. There are people that are not as privileged as we are. There are people in different situations. Let us take this season to be like Jesus. Let us be a witness. Let us encourage somebody. Pastor Van is in a therapy place. He's in a situation that is not comfortable. They're doing therapy, doing all this. But his attitude to the people, they love him so much. They were happy to see him. They want him to be there. They want him to come back. Why will anybody want you to come back to therapy? They need encouragement. They saw something in you. That's not a very comfortable place, but it's a weakness. He's encouraging others because he has a well inside of him. Marian, how many of you have received a card from Marian? That's a well. That's a well. You, every one of you carries a well. Let us live today with that prayer. Can, if you mean it, can you pray that prayer between you and God? That this is something you want to be doing daily and that God will give you the grace to obey him. Can you pray that prayer? Thank you. You and the Lord. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Father, we thank you that in this season, as the bells are ringing and the gifts are flying, Father, give us grace to be sensitive to that one woman, that man, that boy, that girl that needs to hear a word that sounds like you in this season. We give you glory. Make this our daily life. That we becomes, we go with you wherever we go. Bring people along our paths, oh God. and let your grace speak on our behalf, especially in this season, make us your witnesses. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.